tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again, everyone, from the North Pole. I'm Alfred Stocking reporting. The lights are on at the Claus residence, and it appears that the North Pole Christmas party is about to get underway. Joining me now is Elf Wendell of the North Pole Board of Tourism. Wendell, will there be television coverage of the Christmas party this year? Seems to me it would be a great way to tout the benefits of visiting the North Pole.
No. The North Pole Christmas party is kind of a private affair, but it is a good idea for the future, I think. I'll be sure to bring it up in our next meeting.
Well, what would you say is the best time of year for folks to visit the North Pole?
January is a lovely time of year.
Is it? We get probably 200 inches of snow in January, and every day is nothing but a blizzard with stinging winds and bitter temperatures. Why would anyone want to visit the North Pole in January during all of that?
Well, it's a great place to take a nap.
Indeed it is, Wendell. Thanks for that stirring endorsement of the paradise we live in. Recapping the major news of this hour, it appears Santa continues to work the islands of the Pacific. For his current location, please visit the big map at trackingsanta.net. For the North Pole and SantaUpdate.com on Kringle Radio, I'm Alfred Stocking reporting.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.